FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The political firestorm ignited by Donald Trump's land comments has sparked a wave of reactions. Parliament says it's evident the US leader's assumptions stem from a misunderstanding of South Africa's land policy. The Republican president has threatened to cut funding over alleged rights violations and land confiscations. President Cyril Ramaphosa's hit back at Trump's claims, saying he's willing to sit down with his US counterpart to explain the country's land reform policy. Political analyst Sakhel Ndlovu suggested there may be other factors involved.
The expropriation bill is an issue, obviously, that Trump has mentioned. But there's another issue that he has not mentioned, which I'm quite certain that's something that they have discussed since he came into office. And that is South Africa's decision to take the State of Israel to the International Court of Justice.
Civil rights group AfriForum, which has been critical of the Expropriation Act, says it'll engage the U.S. government to find solutions that won't hurt ordinary South Africans. Meanwhile, the EFF's labeled Trump's statements offensive. Mineral Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe suggested a hold on minerals to the U.S. Now, the Speaker of Parliament has been urged to scale down military parade arrangements for Thursday's State of the Nation address. The DA says it sent a letter to Toko Didiza, also calling for the cancellation of the planned flyover by the South African Air Force. It says this is in light of the situation in the DRC, where South African National Defence Force members have been deployed. DA spokesperson on defence and military veterans Chris Hatting feels it's inappropriate for officials to enjoy military displays while our troops are under-equipped, lacking critical support, and are dying on foreign soil.
The DA firmly believes that proceeding with a patronizing presentation of military capability while our troops face hardship abroad in the absence thereof is not only tone deaf, but also a gross disservice to those who have sacrificed for our country.
14 South African peacekeepers lost their lives in the violence. The M23 rebel movement has announced a ceasefire will begin in the Democratic Republic of Congo today. The Rwandan-backed group says humanitarian assistance will be allowed to enter the conflict-hit eastern region. And a judge has warned Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni's lawyers to stop publicly discussing their competing lawsuits in the press and on social media. The actress has accused her It Ends With Us co-star and director of sexual harassment and of plotting to damage her reputation. He since sued the star and her husband Ryan Reynolds for defamation. The case is due to start in March next year. 32 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg climbing to 35, Richards Bay 37. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.